Triple J. I would like to welcome it to the studio, Jake Shears and Baby Daddy, the Scissor Sisters. Well, part thereof.
Hey, yeah, hello. Two out of four. Hi.
That's not bad. Two out of four. Hey, thanks. This morning, so I got to the gym about 7:30 in the morning, and I was feeling fairly awful because it was an ungodly hour. And I was looking forward to getting on the cross trainer and seeing the usual, you know, infomercials for weight slimming pills, and you dudes were on it.
Oh yeah,
that was mad. That's on right. Sunrise.
That's right.
Early, we, you know,
seemed like yesterday.
We work. we're hard workers, so it's, you know, we can pull it out of the bag for a 7:30 a.m.
That was ridiculous.
Disco, red leather jacketed moment.
And because you played in Sydney last night,
yes.
So basically pulling double duties.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot of sleep last night.
What are those things like when you get on? And I studied, and that was live performance. That was a live performance.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bands would just go, oh, I'm just going to mime that.
No, I would. I can't mime. I can't imagine anything worse. Those shows are funny though. They're really. You kind of half feel like you're selling your soul, and then on the other half, you're kind of like, actually, this is really great. We get to get on morning TV.
They're not the kind of people we normally have dinner with. You know, they're morning
Mel and
people.
Koshy, really?
Well, I mean, no, not them in particular. I'm just saying, you know, morning TV is full of morning people. I'm just not really a morning person.
Not to mention all the people that hang outside the studio, all the businessmen and business ladies on
you
their way
what,
to work.
You know what, though? We had the coolest people come by.
We did have some nice people.
And they held up a poster.
Weird poster from a show in Nottingham, England.
That's right. It was an English poster.
I read the other day, which is completely off the subject, but the very first on-air male-to-male kiss was on a morning TV show.
Really?
When these two guys were in a similar situation, they were outside a morning show.
Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
This happened.
And they dressed up in their most heterosexual clothing, waited for the camera to pan onto them, and they're looking like tourists, and then they just pashed.
Oh, this is
amazing.
This was quite famous. I think they were like comedians.
That's genius.
Actually, you know what? And this may seem like such an awful blatant plug. You know where I read that? In the brand new issue of JMAG on sale today. I just realized.
Pick it up.
That's everyone's cringing.
Love that magazine.
That's very funny. Well, it's the sex issue. It's out right now. I did not mean to bring that up. Actually, let's get the obvious thing out of the way. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Yeah, fun. And we just played in Melbourne a couple nights ago. She came out on stage with us. We did Glasgow with her, which was a blast.
Jake co-wrote one of the songs on her record. Mm-hmm. You know,
didn't you use her on your she became your backing vocalist?
She does BVs on our next single, Any Which Way.
I know, which I'm going to be playing very
very
soon.
Subtle. It's just kind of a little moment.
It's in those choruses. You know, she's got a very distinct little voice, but if you listen for it, you can hear it.
And I love the way that I think you said in an interview about it, you still managed to have that awesome Scissor Sisters brashness that you managed to get Kylie Minogue on, but just as a backing vocalist.
I think we're a little bit selfish about our records, and, you know, no one can really I don't want anyone to steal our thunder. Hard with someone like Kylie because she could. So
we will never have a Scissor Sisters featuring track ever.
So no Akon, no T-Pain, Fergie, no none of those. No, I think that's the right way to go.
I think we're enough.
I think you are.
Maybe too much.
Some might say.
Let's have a listen to it right now. This is from Nightwork, featuring Kylie Minogue, but featuring a whole lot more Scissor Sisters. Any Which Way on Triple J with the Doctor. On Triple J, Any Which Way, off Nightwork by the Scissor Sisters, and Jake Shears and Baby Daddy are in the studio. The laughter and the screams at the end of that track. What is happening?
I wanted to make it sound like
let's put this delicately.
Raped by a synthesizer. I wanted to be a synthesizer rape scene.
The first ever.
Yeah.
That I can think of.
Yeah. So
although
that's
it almost happens in the movie Xanadu.
Actually, no, it almost happens in Barbarella. She gets raped by a music machine or something. So yeah, so that was the aim. But that's Ian McKellen actually doing the evil.
Doing the evil cackle.
So that's two tracks that he appears on. I love the end of, towards the end of Invisible Light. That is mad. I've got just a little bit of it, just in case you're wondering, here.
Babylon, where bricks of molten diamonds tower. Sailors lust and swagger, blazing. Laser gaze penetrates this sparkling theater of excess and stroked delights. Painted whores, sexual gladiators, fiercely old party children, all wake from their slumber to debut the Bacchanal. Come to the light.
It's brilliant.
Into the light.
Ian
light. It's just so mad, especially someone whose voice is so recognizable and so, and he's, you know, such an esteemed actor, you know, from things, you know, from obviously the your big feature movies. And I saw the Da Vinci Code he had a go in it the other day.
He's a legend.
So good. We just heard Any Which Way, your falsetto, Jake. How do you keep it going up on tour?
I'm not too fussy about my voice. I mean, I try to stay healthy and keep it in good shape, but I'm not one of those vocalists that's, you know, those people that are always like, where's my honey and lemon?
My manuka honey, I think, is the Australian stuff.
It's just not me. But there's less falsetto on this record. There's not a lot of falsetto on Nightwork. I'm doing a lot more.
There's a lot of low stuff. A
lot of low stuff, yeah. It's kind of a little more... Yeah, sexy.
And you're playing a lot of Nightwork on these shows in Australia. Well,
the whole thing, yeah. But yeah, maybe we are. I mean, maybe I don't know if we're deluded or what, playing the whole record in shows. But it seems to have really been working.
Well, yes,
it seems natural. We didn't do that on the last record. We didn't
play
the whole record. Record, and it feels right. Maybe we're boring people, but it doesn't seem like it.
I don't think so.
I'm talking to Jake Shears and Baby Daddy of the Scissor Sisters. Let's have a listen to some music. On Triple J, we're talking to Jake Shears and Baby Daddy of the Scissor Sisters. You were saying this album comes after an entire album's worth of stuff that you guys threw away.
More than an album's worth of stuff that we always write a lot of music. So
we just had to set it aside. I mean, there was good stuff there, but there was no gel holding anything together. We couldn't quite figure out what the center of that was. It kept getting new centers, which wasn't...
Yeah, right.
It was so I think, but there was great. That's the thing is there was definitely, like, you know, some really wonderful stuff. A big handful of beautiful, really pretty songs.
And stuff that you would want to do something with in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. Yeah. So you got sort of half the work done for you for when you're
there's some good stuff. There's some really great stuff to revisit.
Cool. And even further in the past, I think, and we've always talked about releasing, you know, B-sides and stuff like that. We have so much stuff that we love that just might not make sense on a record. You know, for anyone who cares, there's going to be possibly a whole lot.
Great.
One of my favorite bands is a band called Ween. I don't know if you know Ween, out of New Jersey.
You're talking about the Shinola, the B-side.
Shinola Volume 1, which is fantastic.
So good.
I mean, I'm a major, major, major fan.
Yeah.
But there's stuff on...
They release a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I always want more, you know, as like a diehard fan. I could just, they could put out anything and I would eat it up. I just got to meet Gene Ween, actually. Anna and I got to be in the Plastic Ono Band for a night with Yoko Ono.
Oh, wow.
And Sean Lennon was music directing, and it was an amazing lineup.
She must have tweeted about that. I must have missed it. She tweets everything she does.
Oh, it was really wicked. It was Yoko and Anna and myself and Kim and Thurston from Sonic Youth.
That's right, yeah.
And Gene Ween and Bette Midler and Paul Simon and his son and Eric Clapton. That was the Plastic Ono Band for the night, and it was just awesome. But Gene Ween had his dressing room right next to us, and I'm a massive, massive Ween fan ever since I was 12 years old. I mean, I'm really... So I think he must have thought it was bananas, because I brought in all my vinyl for him to sign. I was so excited to meet him. I think I scared him a little bit, but it was so amazing. I'll never forget it. He was playing his acoustic guitar, practicing for a song, and I just kind of barged into his dressing room and sat down. We're hanging out, and he sang... My favorite Ween song is called "The Stallion Part 3," and we sat there and he sang it with me from beginning to end. We just sang the whole song together, just by ourselves in the dressing room, and it was really like one of the coolest, you know, it was a really amazing moment for me.
That's awesome. I'm going to listen to some Ween right now on Triple J. I haven't got "The Stallion Part 1" in here. I've got "Mutilated Lips" off the Mollusk.
Play Mutilated Lips.
All right, here we go. On Triple J, as chosen by the Scissor Sisters, "Mutilated Lips" by Ween. On Triple J, "Mutilated Lips" by Ween. The Scissor Sisters are in the studio. Well, Jake and Baby Daddy, you guys got to... Well, you got to hang out with Gene Ween.
Yeah, what an amazing voice he's got, too. He's just got a wicked voice.
They did like these three-hour sets.
Oh, incredible sets.
Oh, we went to see them recently.
We saw them...
Well, I've seen them a couple times.
I've seen them like 10 times over the years. But they're an incredible live band. Mm-hmm. An amazing... I don't know. I think I'm the only... Actually, Baby Daddy and I are probably like they're only two kind of gay fans out there. They're such kind of like a straight boy rock. Yeah,
they're almost like a Grateful Dead. I mean, people like probably trade those tapes.
Yeah, they're like a jam band. Yeah, almost,
on stage,
you know?
Especially, it's just a bunch of dudes that just love playing solos.
They're the one band that I would and still may get the logo tattooed on me. God, it's I just wouldn't regret it.
Do you have any other logos tattooed on you?
No, I've got a tattoo, but no logos.
Right. Yeah, I haven't got any bands tattooed on me.
It always freaks me out when people get Scissor Sisters tattoos, because there's over the years we've seen quite a few.
Mm-hmm. We're a volatile band. We change. You know, yeah, you never know what's going to happen with us. So
If you put out an album that sounds like Ween, see what happens to the people with the tattoos.
I think our albums sound a little bit like
sometimes we do have a little bit in common, I think.
Well, I think Ween sound a little, because they sound disco and you guys sound disco. Like, you both stray into that sort of effed up disco.
What's the genre hopping, too?
It's the genre hopping, exactly. We like to mess around with different things.
And lyrics such as from the song we played before the news, I don't need a doctor, it's a simple love concoctor to slide to my slide so slippily.
Slide to my side so civilly.
Civilly, okay.
No, this is one of the dirtiest lyrics I've ever written. No talk of commitment when I receive your shipment. Oh, I need express delivery. I do think that is the nastiest lyric I've ever written.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of filthy lyrics on this album.
But only one curse word on the record.
There's one curse word, yeah.
But the genius is being able to be as filthy as you like without the curse words.
And then say, why can't you play this on the radio? I don't understand.
Kylie Minogue singing on it. Why can't you play it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Koshy, here's our new tune. Want to hear these lyrics? That's awesome. All right, well, Splendor in the Grass is going to be awesome. You guys are going to have a great time,
I imagine.
Exciting.
And
it'll be fun.
Do you have some friends playing as well that you're going to hang out with?
Well, LCD's playing before us, which I'm a massive. We're both massive LCD fans. Oh, my God. James Murphy is like... It's just a god. He's a total weirdo. I've never quite figured him out, but...
Oh, you know what? He's been really sweet to us. He had us by the studio.
Oh, he gave us a tour of the studio once. Really it was amazing.
Cool, yeah.
But he's and I think that new LCD record is fantastic.
It is amazing.
I love it.
It's like one of those things, it's a shame it's going to be the last thing they ever do, but at the same time, how can you top such an amazing record?
You know, everyone says that too. We'll see.
Mm. Well, he's definitely going to keep making music. There's no doubt about that, you know?
Well, you'll see them again this weekend. Have a great time at Splendor.
Thanks so much for having us.
Let's have a listen to some more Scissor Sisters. The album is called Nightwork. Jake, cheers. Baby
Thanks
Daddy.
For having
Thank
us.
You so much.
Lindsay McDougall is the doctor.